Oh, you know something else that I did that was non-video game related, but video games hot dog related, was we got an email in July from a video games hot dog listener and Patreon backer named Diane Heaton, who sent us all free copies of a book called Eidophusikon. Eidophusikon.
I have downloaded it, but I have not read it.
Yeah, I read it while I was in Europe. I had it on my internet telephony device, so it was always handy. It is a weird thing. She described it as being like the Raw Shark texts, which I had to look up.
Oh, that
the
was
Raw
a
Shark texts.
Book.
It was a book where, for every chapter that existed in the book, another chapter was hidden out in the world somewhere.
Oh, what, do you know what that? Do you know what that means? Like, so, like,
dang,
is it a chapter that relates to the chapter? Is it a? Is it like a just?
I don't know exactly. Some of them were very short, and some of them were chapter length. Like the, some of them were longer than the chapter in the book, and some of them were shorter. And okay. I don't know what kind of correspondence there was. I don't really know anything about the original book.
It also
this
has
very
an,
much felt
an animated ASCII shark in the middle of it.
Hmm.
Inside,
like in a flip book?
Yeah, kind of. It's not nice. That it's not that granular. I guess you couldn't really flip it to animate it, but it over the course of say half a dozen or a dozen pages, the shark gets closer to you in the middle of the page.
Hmm.
So that's part of the Raw Shark text.
Yes.
So you've read the Raw Shark text?
Yeah, but not the hidden chapters that I only just now found out about.
So Eidophusikon also feels like a thing that there's a bunch of stuff missing from. It's got this weird kind of metatextual thing where there's a point where what is at that time the main character is like talking about this manuscript that he found that his sister wrote, and he's talking to an English professor about it, and the English professor is kind of like making fun of it for a bunch of reasons that are true of the text itself, like as though what he was showing the professor was the thing that you were reading, which was like, you know, there's a bunch of things in it that are really like just obscene for no good reason, seemingly other than to just be shocking. And some things where there's just like out of nowhere, just really, really gross violence in it. And then occasional like really long stream of consciousness chapters that don't have anything to do with the story or anything else. A lot of the chapters of the book are written as a play. Which is actually great because whoever wrote it is really good at writing dialogue, and it was pretty funny. It ends with somebody solving a tremendous number of puzzles that are presented to the reader in a solvable, an incredibly difficult but solvable form, and then just sort of hand-wavily solved by the protagonist.
To the point where you actually get the solution? Or?
No.
Aha.
So that is that like that, and that's like obviously a choice. It was like she answered and then moved on. Like, and they're all things that were like clearly like, they are puzzles of the order of that kind of puzzle where it's like, okay, you have a country that is made up entirely of logicians, and 50% of them are wearing orange hats, and 50% of them are wearing blue hats, and you say, in the morning, I'm going to murder all of you unless one of you with an orange hat raises your hand, and you can only look at the back of the other guy's head in front of you, and also you're all lined up, and there's not enough light for you to see anybody. That kind of puzzle, you know? You know what I'm talking about,
I
right?
Do.
Like so they get more and more like that over time. Like, at first, I was like, I'm going to try to solve these, but then later I was like, now, maybe I'll see if Kevin wants to try to solve these later and see if there is anything. It ends extremely abruptly, which led me to believe like, okay, I wonder if just like the second half of this book is just hidden behind solving this puzzle. It is very difficult to Google because it is named after a fairly well-known old work of art. The only names that I've seen associated with it are one that is admitted to be fictional, which is the name of the actual author, which I don't remember what it is offhand. Jack Thatcher or something like that. Jack Masters? Jack Masters? Jim Masters? And Andrew Hussey somehow, like, shows up in Google searches.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
Tell us the name of it again.
Eidophusikon, Eidophusikon.
That's a show notes.
Yeah, right there. I will link to it. Anyway, I enjoyed it. It took like a couple hours to read. It was very short. I enjoyed it in spite of the things that were sort of deliberately off-putting about it in the beginning, like the just sort of weird, the weird, like, sort of needless obscenity and violence goes away in a pretty big hurry. It reminded me tonally quite a bit of, like, John Dies at the End, which I did not like enough to even finish, but this kept me going. And thank you to listener Diane Heaton for sending us all copies, and maybe now that I've talked about it, these other jackoffs will read it.
Yeah. It is on my list of things to do.
It's on your list of things to do to promote to your list of things to do.
Exactly.
Zach, have you seen Die Hard 3?